could the wild Alejandro Ainu be set on tap at the shop?
There were 365 pages in the book. And there were 7 pages full how to cure burns. And it said all you have to do is touch so-and-so with your small finger, that burn, just burn with the second finger, so on. And that is true, you could do that, the old man. And the doctor said about it, he was curing everybody. And they took him up to Dublin and put him into the old Mater Hospital, into a room with a big table and all the bones of a human being on the table. And they said, put that together. And he did. And when they came in later, he said, you didn't have to give me the bone of a donkey too. And then they told him, go home. You're all right. You know what you're doing. And Dr. O'Malley, who was a surgeon in Galway, broke his leg one day. And he came up to him and he cured him. He came up on crutches. I know he said, you can't cure me, but I don't believe in you. You see, it's not in the book. I know a neighbour of mine who broke his elbow. He really dislocated it, you know. So he went to him, you know. And he said, you left it too late, a little bit late, didn't you? They were talking. And whatever happened, the next thing, that was it. Now he said, you can't go home. Now you book the water, he said, from the well first before you go. Believe.
Wow, he's
talking to you like this, you know, and whatever he did with him, like that.
Just touch
your elbow like that. That was it. And the gift, his sons had the gift too.
This
is the ninth generation, and they have the gift. They have the gift too. We can cure. If you dislocate any bone or break it, you can set that bone.
Wow.
Without ever even a cast.
That's great. Is the book gone now, or do they still have the book?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what happened to the little black book. That would be worth millions today,
wouldn't it? It sure would. Yeah, the book must be gone.
At the time, you see, people were poor. People had a habit, even the clergy had a habit of not believing these people. I firmly believe in these bones, especially bone setters. You go to hospital with your bones, you know, they don't know much about your bones. They don't, they have to fuck them up, putting a plaster over them.
Yeah.
My mother was good too at this, you know. I have a cousin, and she was lifting a teapot. Now, she was only a 16-year-old girl at the time. I don't think I was born this time. No, I wasn't. But anyway, he happened to be my cousin. And the teapot burned her hand, And she threw the hand at the teapot away and it was burned her. All fingers and everything. And they sent for the doctor. Now her mother came into my mother, you know, and told her about it. They lived about a mile or so away from each other. And the mother said, don't let the doctor bandage the hand. Go on and get that stuff. You have stuff you get in the top of a well. It's green stuff. And you put it between the fingers, you know, like that.
Huh.
You don't put a bandage.
What?
And you lift your hand out like that to let this work. But keep moving the fingers. That's what my mother told her to do. And instead she let the doctor bandage the hand. The doctor bandage. That's the way the hand was. He bandaged the hand like this, you know. The bandage like that, you know, and put the bandage over. She could never lift. She could never open her hand ever. My mother said, if you did what I told, because my sister... My mother, I wasn't born this time either, my sister was older than me. my mother was dying. Well, she had a big, huge, big pot. And the little girl was playing around the pot. She fell into the pot, boiling water. My mother took her out and ran to the well, where all the green stuff was on. She put her lying on a sheet and put this stuff under her and over her to come back home on the sheet. But there wasn't even one scar ever on her body.
Wow.
That's the best stuff in the world for a burn.
What is that?
It's stagnant on the top of a well. It forms through water.
Huh.
And you look at it, it's like... I can't describe you what it's like, you know. It's a very, very slimy stuff.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic for burn, killing burn.
Hmm.
So if you ever get burned, don't let a doctor bandage your hand up. My mother told her, put this between her fingers, you see.
Yeah.
My mother went to the house. They wouldn't let her take the bandage off. She was going to take out the bandage and the doctor put on.
Well, That's a shame.
And the doctor was there when she told her, take out the bandage. You're a better doctor than I am, he said. She said, one thing, she's going to lose her hand, she said.
Hmm.
Well, she was right. She was great at that, you know. Well, he was great at this, you know.
Wow.
Anything like that.
Sin scotan do chuid olscan na hegan gaide is a bailachan joainiu. Tá an taifad a seo faoi chóipheart, tá cosca de ausaid agus ar is gaipa gan chéad.